I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
You can listen to full two-hour-long episodes of The Bonfire. 2 hours. That's a real commitment to us. Well, it's on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Just go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
It is a new year, and we are with you. You see how that played out?
I got it.
Thank you.
I bet there's some people that thought that was that the station was off-air music.
New Year's Day, we're gone.
Yeah. Someone's trying to figure out the broadcast.
It's the first Bonfire of 2023, everybody. Welcome. We are back with you in studio. I'm Big Jay Oakerson. That's Dan Soder.
And it is appropriate, Bonfire, 8 days late.
8 days late, everybody. No, this is probably some kind of like Mexican Christmas or something.
I think this is Indian Easter.
Yeah, doesn't January like have every other person's Christmas also, just because they want to be a little different?
What's Boxing Day in Canada?
It's Canada Christmas.
Is that just what it is? Is Canada Christmas?
Probably. 3 days later, Jesus rose, and 3 days after that, he fought.
There's Canadians right now being like, you fucking idiots. And you're right.
Boxing Day.
It's part of the...
The staff of English people used to still have to work on Christmas, so the next day they would get off.
Oh, it's a public holiday celebrated on the first day after Christmas, sorry.
Because it would be their unboxing of their gifts.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
What a Canadian name for a holiday. Did it start as an English holiday?
I think it's English.
Yeah. Oh, it's British. Ah. Oh.
It's got nothing to do with Canada.
Your de-boxing day.
Boxing Day? Oh, hello.
Okay.
Well, everybody,
you
is
learn
here.
Something new every day.
Full crew in studio, everybody. We haven't seen each other really since the last broadcast. Also, everybody went different places.
Jake, we're all different people now.
We're all back a different person. First thing I'd like to do is because it is late because we weren't on the air for Christmas.
Yeah,
actually, we didn't have a full crew in house. Is what it was.
Yeah, right, Jacob escaped.
Jacob escaped. Black Lou wasn't in our last day, so.
I'm back, sucky New York.
we got a little something for you guys. You don't have to say what the present is, but as always, we got you guys some cards.
Picking out the cards is the most fun part.
And we would like you guys to read your cards on the air. And then we could also introduce everybody as we do that. Should we start with Christine?
Christine,
Marie Evans.
Super producer.
Back where she belongs.
Jay's lover.
My lover. My female suitor. My lady suitor.
You're rocking a full set of fabulous, girl.
Mm-hmm. That's the cover.
You're always on point all year long. Hope your holidays sparkle as bright as you do. Love, Dan and Jay. Girl, work. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
25 of that 50 bucks is me.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Should we do Jacob next?
You can only use it at Radio Shack's south of the Mason-Dixon lot.
Should we have Jacob Batat, the sweet, sweet Jacob Batat?
We should have done full nativity scene.
Jacob, if you could read the front, please.
While we are trying to make sense of things, may we learn to make peace with things.
Mm-hmm.
With peace with things.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And inside?
Jacob, in your smallest moments of joy and biggest moments of reflection, know that I'm right there with you.
Hey.
Happy holiday.
That's us.
Love, Jay and Dan.
Hey, look to your left. Look to your right. That's us. Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You.
Happy New Year.
Thank
Our
you
black
much.
King, the black tiger,
Louis.
Johnson.
A community connected by love is a gift. Oh, thank you, guys.
And some big Jewish stars.
Beautiful Jewish stars. Happy Hanukkah. Love you, buddy. Here's to a great 2023. Oh, not that part.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wishing you a Hanukkah full of reasons to be hopeful and grateful. We all know who the real chosen ones are. Mm-hmm. Love, Dan and Jay.
Hey.
It's the Blacks. I watched that Kyrie Irving documentary. He's right.
Yeah. Black Israelites. They know what's up.
And of course, DJ Lou. What the fuck is up? Yo. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Give you a nice card.
He just opened that card in the most Lou way possible. Did you see that? He just tore that open.
Before you get excited,
I was surprised he didn't mutter a stupid fucking thing.
Before you just stare at Dan for this, just know that 10 of that 20 is me.
Gift cards.
No, don't.
Oh, what the fuck? Everyone else, perfectly just to the card. He goes, what do you mean?
Read the front, Lou.
You're not scamming me with these things. He goes, I'm going to put in these PIN codes, make sure this is real.
Is this
before
real?
Before you leave.
All right. Tough times remind us that our spirits are strong, no matter how tired our bodies may be. In times like this, it becomes crystal clear that you love and care. We show one another what really matters.
Wait, Lou.
Oh, my God.
I want
you
to take it from the middle and just say,
what a reading.
Do you not know how to read?
What I would say is, I thought it was almost coming out like a cool Nouveau poetry style thing where he was like holding on to sentences longer than they needed to. I thought he was jazzing it.
Why did you struggle with that so much?
Well, because I need reading glasses.
Okay, here.
Yeah.
Read them through that,
dude,
please. No matter what, read them through that.
Someone left their readers in the room. Actually, does that work? Dude, does that work?
Yeah. It'd be incredible.
Shut up.
Really?
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's too much, but it'll do. It'll work.
It's better than before?
At least I can read now.
Dude, I put those things on. I'm telling you, I would walk into a wall.
You looked hilarious. You were all pupil behind those things. It was just giant eyes.
Okay, Lou, from the middle.
If I could read better.
All right, it's really rambling. I don't know where we're going.
Rambling?
With
this. How dare you?
People at Hallmark
picking that out.
Yeah.
And perhaps most of all, we understand that life, even when it's tough, is still beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
And the inside.
What does that do?
I don't know what we're talking about here. It's ridiculous. What does this mean?
Can you read it over? I want to.
If you could, thank you, Lou.
Because you started in the middle when you put the glasses on.
I think the glasses are actually working for Lou.
That's crazy.
And they hurt
to pick up random heavy prescription glasses and go, these will work.
This whole time, Lou's been Ricky Vaughn in it. And now he's got a glass.
Holy shit, it's making me dizzy, though.
Okay, take it off. You're not supposed to wear a prescription.
That's crazy. From the top and with some feeling.
Oh, what a fucking rambler.
Wow, dude. This is not an appreciation I was hoping for.
If you work in the gift card industry, just know Lou is your enemy.
I mean, get to the fucking point.
It is. The point is coming.
Tough times start at the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
What language?
Huh?
Spanish or in English?
No, read it in English.
Oh, okay. Tough times remind us that our spirits are strong, no matter how tired our bodies may be. This is like church. In times like this, it becomes crystal clear that the love and care we show one another really matters. And perhaps most of all, we understand that life, even when it's tough, is still beautiful.
That's better.
Suck my cock, guys. What is this even about?
Now the inside, please.
I don't get it. Caring about... Oh,
there's an inside.
Oh. Caring about you and hoping you're soon back to feeling like yourself. at least there was a payoff.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Now I love it.
Yeah.
Just letting them know I'm there for you, buddy. I hope you're feeling like yourself again soon.
Hope you're back at it soon.
I got a card for my agent manager, and one of them said, it was from the same section as that, and it was like, these moments do not define you. You're going to do fine.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Just encouragement. People are like, am I doing bad?
You'll pull through.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying you're going to be fine. Don't even worry about it. So good to be back in New York. It's so good to be back in New York after the holidays. Jacob, that's got to make you feel a little better.
Yeah, it's not clogged.
I mean, it's so much nicer here, though, with everyone gone.
I mean, yes.
It was miserable.
The holidays.
I skipped to work today.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why people do the Times Square. It was raining the whole time. I was watching on the TV.
Did you see that lady eat shit?
No, who?
Because I was at home on New Year's Eve.
A performer?
No, one of the ladies that was interviewing, one of the correspondents for the Ryan Seacrest thing,
mm-hmm.
like 11:40, Katie and I are like, let's turn it on and see what's going on with it. And the lady's like interviewing people, but it's miserable. It's raining. People have been waiting out there for like 11 hours. And she's given that fake TV.
Oh, is it the girl who keeps like hump dancing and everything, talking to the audience constantly?
Yeah.
So I saw her. I've never liked the, who is it, first of all?
Well, hold on, because Christine, I'm pretty sure you can find it on Twitter if you find out who the lady was, because there's this moment where she is like, and we're coming back, and when we do, we're going to fucking have fun. And then she like tosses it away, but then she goes to do the splits and like drop it, and you just see her head hit the guardrail, and she's just got to keep that positivity.
Ka-tang.
You know what I mean? Like a boxer who can't act like they got fucking rocked. Can't give away you got rocked. She just is like still smiling. She goes, ping, and she's just like,
Do you see that puncher, Tank, whatever, that like punched a guy so hard he said he couldn't see in the ring?
Yeah, that was the fight on Saturday. It was
Tank new boxer, and Garcia. Some new boxer.
Well, Tank and Garcia is going to happen. He's going to fight Ryan Garcia. But yeah, to get blinded and be like, I can't see.
From a punch.
He took a punch and is blind now?
Gervonta Davis.
He came back when he was... when he got hit in the ring, though, he was like he couldn't come back out. He didn't make the bell on one of the rounds.
I think it was after the eighth.
Yeah, they were like, you know, he gave up on his seat, and he was like, I can't see. He said he came back in a few minutes, but he said he punched him, and he like couldn't see anything. I'm like, what a hard punch. Who is that guy? Is he like a big deal now?
Yeah, he's one of the best boxers. I mean, he's like been around for a while. I think he used to be in Floyd Mayweather's
team. He's 28-0. He's this boxer. He's 28-0 with 26 knockouts. That's pretty amazing.
And he's going to fight this guy, Ryan Garcia, who's like I don't watch it as much as I used to, but he's like kind of like Oscar De La Hoya, like good looking kid.
It hurts you to not be with Vecchione when you watch boxing.
He's my boxer. I can't do it. It reminds me of my pop Vecchione.
Yeah, he goes, I can't. It's just, this was our thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the lady clunks her head. Did you find out who it was? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Did you find her?
I haven't found it yet.
Do you know the girl? I mean, is that what you're looking up to?
Yeah. I was trying to find what her name was, and also the clip.
That's absolutely her.
Yeah.
That's her?
I'm pretty sure. Yes, it is, because I thought it was Lala Anthony. So it's definitely this chick.
Yeah. Just type in her name into Twitter with, hits head.
Kerplunk.
Because Katie and I were both like, oh, shit. Like, it happened, and I was like, that lady hit her head.
Yeah, she was working, though. They had her just working the audience.
And then it go back to Ryan Seacrest, and he's like, okay.
By the way, the best part was, did you see the one where everyone's mushed together? It's like the front of a concert at this gate she's at. And people are squeezed together. She goes, all right, we're about to have a dance contest with these two people. And they just named different dances, and they had to start doing them. But there's just people on either side of them. So they're like, Vogue. And they have to be like... And they're like, now do the running man. They're like, just like staying in place.
It's just all elbow. It's just elbow.
They couldn't
dancing.
Do anything. Everyone's mushed together. And people stood out there in ponchos in the rain for what? What is the allure of being there for that?
I don't know. It clears out almost instantly.
No, I don't know. Because I watched, got to remember, I was out west.
Yeah.
So they keep going. They keep going on the thing, and they do like ride it into the...
When I did Carolines,
I think the West Coast one, when they do Vegas, is where it fires off there.
When they did, when I did Carolines in 2014, I think we left the club maybe 25 to 30 minutes after the
ball drop.
The ball dropped, and it was almost, it was very easy to get out.
Yeah, up there, I'd say.
Right on 49th.
But I mean, 40 like seconds still down there. There was people still all crammed up.
Oh, yeah, but this is it. This is absolutely it.
Yeah, y'all.
So grab that bottle, get ready to pop it. Get on that lip balm so you can lip lock it. And let that drink loosen the hips so you can death drop it.
Oh,
you see at the end?
Yeah.
She like drops her head back.
Oh, ooh.
And let that drink loosen the hips so you can death drop it.
Kerplunk.
Yeah.
Man.
I think she was all right. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, she's fine. That wasn't hard.
They took her to the blue tent, and then she got cleared.
She got cleared to come back in. She warmed up on the bike for a little bit.
Yeah, she didn't get two of fingers. She wasn't, like, locked up.
Third concussion, by the way, too, right?
Yeah. Poor guy. Yeah.
Do they let him play for the rest of the year?
I mean, he's not playing.
No, he's done
played.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've read stuff that says he wants to play.
Playoffs?
Yeah. I mean,
is he clear?
No, probably not. Three concussions in the season?
I think they're going to say you're stopping playing this season and next season if you have 3 in 1 year.
Do you ever want to read again?
He's like, no. He goes, do you ever want to have your fingers be able to do anything? No.
Do you want to be able to eat soup?
Do you want to, or you plan on killing your family in 10 years?
Yeah.
He's like,
that
maybe.
Does sound cool. What, that is a warrior's way out. they call it the Benoit Marathon.
I saw that thing, that Nine Lives of McMahon documentary again, and that's just.
He's back.
McMahon is?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude.
The WWE?
Yeah.
Shut up.
He fucking came back. He owned the shares, so he was just like, you know what? I'm reinstated.
Shut up.
Yeah, and then like people on the board left. It's like kind of...
Like the real story is people on the board left?
Yeah, this isn't wrestling. This is like the business. That's what's funny about wrestling.
But is he coming back out on the screen?
But if you work in the world of wrestling, there has to be a moment where you go, I swear to God, this isn't part of it.
Like, that's what I'm saying. He goes, he reinstated himself. Hey, reinstated himself. He goes, no, this is like a judge's order.
I really do have cancer. He's got cancer. He's battling the ultimate enemy, the Big C. It's a loser leaves the earth match. I'm telling you.
Loser ceases to exist.
I'm telling you, this is for real, brother.
He's got a business. Oh, man, this is business real.
Using in business meetings the word brother the way they probably do, where they're like, now, nah, you understand this could be a hostile takeover, brother.
That was not brother. He's back. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, here it is. I can't read. That's very tiny. Are my laser eyes fading?
Maybe.
All my glasses?
No, dude, those look painful. Vince McMahon is rejoining the board of WWE several months after he retired from the sports entertainment company due to an investigation into alleged misconduct. WWE said Friday that McMahon, the founder and majority shareholder of the WWE, would return as executive chairman. It has also announced a board shakeup. Yeah, dude, that's wild.
Did his wife leave him?
No. They got one of those House of Cards relationships.
I bet they haven't slept in the same bedroom in a bazillion years.
But efficient.
Yeah, because she's like runs for office, doesn't she?
Yeah, I think she lost twice.
It is when you just see that, like the world of like an older couple.
Yeah.
When she becomes like, when she hits the years of like handsome woman. You know what I mean? And that guy,
she has a stately face.
Yeah. And then that guy's just constantly looking at ass in a locker room.
But that's what he's doing. He's just getting.
No,
like,
I know. I'm saying it's like that's probably some are willing to fuck him.
And there's all these pictures of McMahon. My favorite one is Christine. Look up Vince McMahon shirtless with chains. And he's got these like thick chains, but he's like 70 and he's in the picture and he's like so clearly cool. Roided out. And he's like, yeah. Brother.
Oh, and your wife's home fixing her hair with a comb.
Yeah, Jay, look at that. Yeah, that's not, when you see old guys like that, you're like, you're not
that's
into
years ago.
You're not into, I know, that is years ago, but I'm saying even at that age, you're like, yeah. You're not into old pussy.
Whatever 22-year-old girl dreams of. Yeah. 76-year-old jacked guy.
It's like one of those old gorilla.
But they might fuck them.
You know, in gorilla documentaries where they always show one that's like, got scars and shit, and you could tell it's old.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big gorilla. That's what Vince McMahon is like. He's like, he's got the one eye, and the other one's just yellow.
He just took everything. He took every kind of like performance enhancing thing you could take for that shit.
Yeah,
good for
but
him.
But he's back.
Exactly. His wife looks like an older nice lady.
Yeah, looks like Angela Lansbury. Goes, that haircut.
She has a bowl of horrible candy in her house.
But also knows all the secrets, knows where all the bodies are buried.
Absolutely, she does. Oh, she's got a side part.
Yeah, dude. Vince is back. Yeah. Vince is back. Got the belt.
You know what? She should have worked harder to keep him, I say.
She kept him.
No, I know. But I'm saying, but man, it really is when you see that happen. It's when they completely, you know, there was that whole Always Sunny about that, the woman's right to chop. And it's like when they just chop all the hair off and get that kind of a haircut.
Yeah.
When man, you're just like, oh, don't.
I think enough is the best example of when Jennifer, but that's because she's going to fight her.
If your woman cuts her hair off, it should be in preparation to fight to the death against you.
Yeah. That's the ceremony.
If Christine cuts her hair off like that and I come home with it, I go, so this is it? Today's the day? We're fucking rocking?
I want to be a lady that golfs.
You should call that haircut the Spartan helmet.
It's so bad.
Because it's always long in the front, and then it goes up high and tight. So
terrible.
Black Lou, as the married man here,
yes.
If your wife, first, if she asked, if she was like, hey, would you care if I got a fucking
the Spartan
man? Would you fight? Would you push back?
Absolutely. I actually told her before we got married that I really don't like when women
cut their hair that short.
Yeah.
So it's like it was back then a deal breaker for me.
It was.
I hate it.
Really now it couldn't be a deal breaker, but you'd be pretty bummed.
Yeah.
If she got, because if she gets it, you're like.
Do you see her going in that direction? How old's your wife?
She is, I'm 37, so she's 35.
35. Yeah. Do you see her
no, she hates
heading
it
that direction? She hates it. Okay, good. Yeah. Keep her laughing at it. Bring it up a couple times a year and be like, oh my God, what a disgusting piece of shit that woman looks like with that short hair.
But it's a thing that goes.
Instill it.
It hits in like an age. You know how.
I know.
You know how they say like schizophrenia shows up around 25? I think that haircut starts showing up around 55.
Buddy, we interviewed a GILF. On SDR show at the Porn Awards.
Yeah.
We'll get into that obviously at one point. But when she came up, same thing. Like, could she be, for a GILF, could she be fine? Yeah. But she chose to do like orangey red, like an older woman when they dye their hair red.
Yeah.
Red. I mean, so short. So short.
Can I ask you, does she have the same porn energy as the other ones? Like, is she coming with that whole, like, I'm really here just to fucking suck.
Buddy.
I'm a GILF.
Yes.
You know what a GILF is?
Yes, Dan. But also, I asked, I go, that's cool. I go, because they made the big thing. She has 9 grandchildren. I go, wow. I go, how many children do you have? And she goes, 5. And I go, wow, really? I go, and everyone supports it? She was like, 4 of them do. 1 of them has completely disowned me. And I'm like, why are you bringing this up on a show? But I'll keep going. And I was like, really? Why? And then she goes, yeah, so I don't see those grandkids. And now they don't come around at all because they're also mad at the rest of the family. That son's also mad at the rest of the family for being like supportive of it.
Mm.
So they're all pissed. And she's just telling that story. And I go, he'll come around.
He'll probably
come around to grandma getting fucking dogged out.
Dude, finding out that your grandma was in porn.
Her boyfriend looked like X-Pac, by the way, or X-Pac.
Really?
Her boyfriend looked like current X-Pac, Sean Waltman. He had like one of those biker, like pre-tied leather bandanas for your head. You know what I'm talking about? It's already head-shaped.
I think they mold it.
That's the funniest thing, dude. Bandana hats.
Yeah. Where are we going to get some of those? There was a moment we were going to get some of those.
We should all get those.
I don't know if they make them in my size. Mammoth Headwear is going to have to get a whole new section. I'm going to have to do a whole new commercial run.
Dude, the pre-done leather and whatever scarf are they're trucks. It's truck stop impulse. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, but we should get
$1.50.
We should all wear them. Every Tuesday. It should be our Tuesday bandana.
Tuesday bandana day?
Yeah.
I'm on.
Because we usually come in like sweats and hats and shit. So let's rock these hats.
Yes.
But is this the same kind as, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
I'll absolutely wear this every, it's a do-rag.
Yeah, I'm going to call him my motorcycle schmata.
Yeah.
Oh, are you guys all wearing your motorcycling schmatas?
Dude, I just put it on before I leave the house. And Katie's just going to have a heavy sigh.
She goes, Dan, what's up? He goes, I'm about to go hit the fucking highway. I'm about to go hit the asphalt.
Yeah. About to go rip into the city. Go on a little joyride with my boy Jay.
That's what the guy, the biker swinger from Tiger King wears.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, is this like a, are we going to a nice place? Let me grab my hat.
I might even wear my Niner hat over it.
No, that's not the look.
Damn it.
That's not the look.
I thought I was coming
up
with
something. No, it's just this.
I thought I was cooking.
It's just that. I also like when a guy, have you ever seen a dude with a pony, with a braid ponytail with leather going around that? Make leather ponytail holders.
He's fused himself with leather?
Like it goes down the ponytail. Yeah, like a leather ponytail wrap.
What?
For men.
What?
Leather braid wrap. Look that up. For men.
Oh, no, you're gay. Get away from me.
No, those are for chicks.
But is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm looking at guy ones.
But is it this on a guy?
Yes.
Are you trying to look like a sexy stripper cowgirl? Yeah, you want like the Viking one.
But you see, yeah, the leather wraps around it.
You should do that with your beard.
Oh, I could do something goofy. It's long enough to do something goofy with it.
Get it intertwined with leather.
No, I have to do the one where it's like bubbles. It's like tight here and then it bubbles out and then tight here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like that asshole. I got to look like that kind of jerk off. Exactly.
I could not spend more than 48 hours around that before I try to snip it.
A beard lace? A guy with a beard lace?
Yeah. For the, the first day I can get through, but day two, just know that I'm trying to look for scissors in the house.
No, I'm always worried that my beard, like especially when, do you get this? When your beard's wet now? And you see, like, my hair, like, it just looks like four curls of hair until it dries, so that looks bad.
You got to comb it out.
I got to worry about getting too long. I don't want to look long where I have that look like biker swingers, like the Joe Exotic guy. That guy was the best. What was his name? Was that Jeff Lowe?
It's the guy who bought it.
The guy who bought it from him.
Yeah, he's like the guy,
He's got like the nanny he fucks?
Don't they talk about, season two is like about him and
that chick.
Yeah,
remember
I don't remember if I watched it or not.
They hired a nanny so they could fuck her. You don't remember that? She was pregnant in one of them, I think.
Do you remember the what was the show that was briefly on TLC where the guy got a child from another country?
Adults Adopting Adults. I have.
How did they not know that was going to happen?
Whenever I move or if I ever switch from Verizon, I'm terrified of what is going to happen because I have those three things recorded. They've erased that from the world. They've erased those episodes from the universe.
But you're our point.
Because
man.
It was a guy.
You brought us in to be like, hey, you should probably check this out.
It was only three. It was only three episodes. No, we all watched them together. We all watched them around the same time. And then by the fourth episode, me and Christine went to watch the DVR, and it was a different show.
Check in on him, huh?
And we looked it up.
Can we check in on that
guy? I
bet
you can. We looked it up, and they were like, yeah, because of, like, stuff, they just got skeeved out enough, like, angry letters that we're canceling the show by episode four. Only three episodes exist.
They should have just put him at the airport being like.
My figure is, everyone's getting along great, and I'm doing really good. The girls are getting along. It's so wonderful. And then it just shows the lady, like, trying to die from carbon monoxide poisoning in her garage with a running car. She's like, I never pictured life like this.
I'll always be a number two. If she got a Linda McMahon haircut, he would kill her.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he makes her keep the long hair for sure. She wants a Linda McMahon. All her friends had Linda McMahons.
Oh, yeah. It was like getting a bike when you were 12. You're like, oh, my friends got mongooses.
Oh, that's like Sharon Osbourne. Like, you went through all the trouble. You got the weight. She lost the weight. She got the fake tits. She got the face work done. She got the whole thing done. Why do you keep that old lady hair?
Throw a long haircut in there.
Damn. I remember my mom went mom hair.
My mom went mom hair as far back as I can remember.
Always.
Not like, yeah.
My mom used to have banana clip hair and shit. She had longer hair when I was younger.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like, now that I see pictures, it was longer than I remember. Mm-hmm. But my mom's always had a mom haircut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My mom got a mom haircut. My stepmother, Diane.
Yeah.
Always mom haircut.
Yeah. Perma mom.
Oh, my God. I feel like that haircut came with her bitchy face.
You said it, honey.
Thank you, mom.
Christine, have you ever done the mom haircut or been tempted to do the mom haircut?
Yeah, I did.
Was it a fuck you?
No, not the bob.
No, I had, like, when I was in high school, I thought it was going to be, like, cute and funky to do, like, a short in the back and, like, A-line in the front. Like, I wanted, like, a punky cut. But I went to like a Supercuts place to get it done. And the girl was like, I think I could do that.
Let's go, girls.
It was not great.
I'm going to buy you an engagement ring at Marshall's.
Yeah.
And I used to cut it. I used to have a bob like every 4 years.
When I met Christine, when I met Christine, she had like a bob haircut. Is it show off her neck piercing that never healed and was always sort of crusty?
You got your neck pierced?
Yeah, I had my neck pierced for years.
She was like,
where's your neck pierced?
It was a couple months into it where she goes, I think it like looks really sexy. And I'm like, it is, but one, I feel like I'm going to snag it. And two, it always looks like an unhealthily healing wound.
Where was it? On your back of your neck?
Mm-hmm.
It went across the back of her neck.
Yeah, it's just a surface piercing, so they like lift up the skin and then pierce through. So it's not as it's not as gnarly as it seems.
Did you ever snag it on something?
Huh?
Did you ever snag it on something?
Yeah, that's why I ended up taking it out, because when I moved out here, I got it in California. It was fine. When I moved here and I started wearing scarves all the time and doing like winter clothes,
yeah, that shit don't fly.
Yeah, and I think that's why it started to look like not as
also the
clean.
Piercing was too long. So the thing was, it's supposed to look like on either side of your neck there's a ball.
Yeah.
But Christine piercing thing was too long. So it saw like it came out and a little like almost arm mm-hmm. with the balls on the end of it. So it would like go up. And do you know what I mean? Like,
did you try to hang shirts on it? Did you try to hang a towel after a shower?
Like metal joints.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
you go plug like, Christine in.
It looked little handles. Conceptually, I get it, but it just didn't heal. I said there's so many piercings that I would have gotten in life if my body accepted piercings better. It does not.
Really?
No. Very bad location.
Back of the neck is one I wouldn't even try, but when I thought about eyebrow, I saw eyebrow people where it doesn't heal well. It's gross. I got a couple like cartilage throughout my life, like up in the upper ear. And one of those times, by like the second day, I had to go like a field surgery with like nail clippers, like take the earring out of my ear because my ear like swelled up around the.
You got cauliflower ear from a piercing?
Yeah, I had to take it. It was gross. I had to take it out. It was so much blood.
What?
I had to take it out because it was like.
How old were you when you got your first piercing? What was your first piercing? Your ears?
I got one of my ears done.
Nice.
And I came home.
That's a 90s move.
I came home and my mom was not. It's so funny. Her change was so weird because I was her first kid.
Yeah.
So many years apart. When I was like, that was probably like 13 or 14. 14 maybe. It's so weird to think of those ages, how young they are. Because I was 13 and I was walking down to like 69th Street, which is. Not a good name, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. That's West Philly.
Yeah.
And we were going up there, and like this guy just, I wrote a letter and said my mom said I can get my ear pierced, and they don't give a shit. And he's like, sure. And he pierced it. My friend Thomas, I remember, was with me. And he came with me, and he was like, I think he was black kid. His mom would have lost her mind.
Yeah.
So he was like, you probably shouldn't do this. And I was like, I think when she sees it, she's going to be fine.
Is that what you thought? You thought you were going to walk in, your mom's going to be like, damn, I forgot my son was so fucking cool.
When we got home.
What a little badass I birthed.
My step-pop just goes, Joe just goes, well, you should probably call your mom and tell her before she comes home and just sees it. And I was like, you think I thought she'll see it? And she'll be like, that's pretty cool. I think I got whatever I thought or maybe was my birthstone. It wasn't even cool. It was like green.
Yeah.
It's like a green stud or something.
What ear was it? Did you put it in the AIDS ear?
Left. There's Christine's piercing her neck.
Okay.
Yeah. Good picture of it. Too bad you couldn't see the weeping sores that it was underneath of it.
You make it like it was so disgusting. I loved my piercing.
It would get crusty.
Were you sad when you took it out?
Yeah. I had it for a while. I actually like... There was this girl I went to beauty school with, Tracy, and she had a bright red bob, and she went and she got her neck pierced, and like literally, I mean like 5 minutes after I left beauty school, I got a bright red bob and got my neck pierced. I just single white femaled her. I'm like, I'm never going to see that girl again.
And then she bumps into you.
That's not terrifying at all.
She goes, then I would sit outside of her house and I'd eat the same meal that she ate, but I was in the car, and she was in her house, but I was like, she's eating the same thing I am, so I'm basically living the same life, and I would sleep outside of her house.
And then I would send notes to her father saying to come watch me play sports.
Anybody would be me, it wouldn't be her.
It's like the Doc Ock inhibitor chip.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. The stupidest place to put a chip, by the way.
The back of the neck.
The only thing that's keeping you from complete insanity is this chip that's jutting out of the back of your neck.
Yeah, that can get knocked out.
Easily.
Yeah.
High movement, high traffic place on your body.
Death Star theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have had a lot more. Oh, I got this piercing in my ear.
So
I
your call, mom, when
I
you...
called my mom.
And she was at work.
I remember plain as day, she goes, if it's not out by the time I get home, I'm ripping it out. And so I went outside, and Thomas, God bless him, man, because it's hard to take it. They do it with a gun when you're that young.
Yeah.
Now they would do it with needles and stuff, but like at the time they go, like, it's like a pole punch, and it's locked in. It's really locked in hard.
Yeah.
It was even before that. Then they started telling you when they would do that to pull it out a click. Like when you dead the gun, do it, like to pull it out, because it was like it pulls it in all the way. It tells you to loosen a little bit. Back then, they didn't even do that, so it already hurt. And I had to get that out before she came home, and she was furious. Then she let me, maybe a couple years later, a year or two later, she let me do it. And then when my brother was 11.
How old were you when the first one you did? Like you did the first one?
When I tried it myself, I was like 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then when I was like, but I think by the time I was 16, she let me.
Okay.
My little brother, when he was 11, she took him to get both his ears pierced.
Really?
And then, you remember, he started doing drugs and got his whole body covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, Mom, maybe.
I think on Nate's new special that's coming out on Amazon this month, mm-hmm. he has this bit about him being the oldest and his sister being the youngest, yeah. and it's fucking great. He's like, I couldn't say sucks. He's like, I wasn't allowed to say sucks. And then he just talks about how his sister and parents got tattoos together.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's dude, so funny. Because, yeah, it is.
It is.
That is absolutely true.
It's a phenomenal bit.
Dude, my mom's got a tramp stamp. She has one between her shoulders now, tattoos.
Dude, yeah, my mom got an Irish tattoo on her ear. And she was like, I'm getting tattoos now. And you're like, what the fuck, lady? You're old. Stop. Dude,
oh, man. That was pretty great.
I mean, that was like 15 years ago. But
there's a guy. Love After Lockup, Lou. I know you're watching it.
Taking notes.
Phenomenal year. There's one guy who just got out of jail. He's tiny. I hate to say tiny and then say this. It's not that. It's a comparison thing. Mm-hmm. But he's like Jacob size, muscly dude. Black guy just got out of jail to meet with his girlfriend, Monique. Dude, Monique looks like if Patrice gained 200 pounds and put on a wig. And he gets out of jail and he has to keep saying, she keeps going like, do I look like my pictures? And he's like, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. He's looking out the window. Dude, she dwarfs him.
He's like Prince, like Prince's size to begin with. And she is like four people.
Really?
He can't get his arms like around her at all. When they hug and kiss, it's so gross.
She's got a lot of circumference.
Because I know deep down there's a woman that I love.
What was the point I was bringing that up for? It was something related to this, though. Was it about her? I can't remember.
I don't know, but I want to see what she looks like.
He was so little. She was so big.
You need me to what?
Make me happy, like.
I am.
She looks like a clump.
Oh, I know what it was. It was the girl. So this guy, another guy in the show, Michael, got out of jail, and he's with this girl who takes care. You know, she has a couple kids, and he's going to, like, help raise her kids, and he has some kids. And his mom was talking to her at a barbecue. And go. First of all, she buys them all matching outfits, which makes me laugh. So him and her always have to dress the same.
But like twins?
It's so stupid. I swear to God, they just have to dress the same. She goes, hey, I got a sweatsuit that matches my sweatsuit. But they go to meet his family, and and her mom, or his mom, is talking to her. And she's like, I don't know if I think it's okay for you to have, like, say over his kids. Because I think she's been raising them while he's been gone. She goes, I don't want you to, like, discipline and all that stuff. And she's like, I don't know if I agree with your discipline. And the mom goes, hey, I don't know if, like, your 14-year-old daughter, like, has tattoos. And she's like, I know. And she goes, I know, but she came to me and said she wanted to get a tattoo. And I said, that's cool. What's up? Let's go. And I took her to get tattoos. And I was like, she should be in trouble for that. I don't know if it's not as extreme, obviously, as letting your kid get, like, transgender, like, sex change, but yeah. I mean, like, that's pretty fucking crazy.
What, letting your kid get a tattoo?
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's pretty, 14?
14. I was 16.
Your mom let you do it?
I was 17. I told her I was doing it. I had a fake ID.
She didn't care?
Oh, no. I was like, I'm going to go. I was 17.
Yo, my mom.
I was like, I'm going to go get a tattoo.
You have a cross.
That's what I got.
It was, right? On your back?
Yep. I got it at, I think I got it on Chambers and Iliff, at the tattoo shop in Aurora. Real bad tattoo.
I got a bunch of shitty ones too, but I
it is awful. My tattoos are awful.
Well, I got mine when I was 15, at the end of being 15.
I was 17 and 19.
Maybe I just turned 16, but my mom was furious.
My mom, dude, I'm telling you right now, once my sister died, my mom was like, what do you want to do, smoke? Rip it, kid. I don't fucking know.
The world's more dangerous than all this. Do whatever you want to do.
It really was this moment where I was like, I'm not saying it's not positive, but it was like this thing of like, it lightened the load at home of her being like, all right, what am I going to tell you? You got a job, you're 16, life's kicked you in the dick. You want to rip cable lights out back?
Do your thing.
Exactly. It really was. She was like, just please mow the lawn. That's like all I'm going to ask is if you can mow the lawn and take out the garbage on Saturdays.
You're like, can I smoke while I mow? She goes, I don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
You never had a problem like going to school. Like you just showed up and went to school, no problem. Like took the responsibility. It wasn't an issue.
Yeah. I was like, my mom, when I was pretty young, my mom was like, hey, I want you to go to college. She's like, that'll make me feel like I did my job as a mom if you went to college. Because I think like her family put a lot of importance on that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, cool. I was a horrible student, but I was good at cheating. I was good at like, good I'd show
you.
Up.
Hey, yeah. Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. But yeah, so my mom, but then, you know, I don't think she cared if I got high. She was like, yeah, all right. You could be doing worse.
You could be doing worse.
Yeah.
Hey,
she would come home and we'd be like.
It is what I do see as myself. That is what kids do or parents do for like their kids. You know what I mean? It's like, is Isabella in school? Like, no. Does she know what she wants to do exactly yet? Like, no. But she's not shooting up heroin.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Yeah. Right? I just take credit for all the things she's not doing. She hasn't done pornography to the best of my knowledge. That's pretty good dadding.
Pretty fucking great.
Yeah. She hasn't killed anybody yet. Yeah. Yet.
No mass shootings under her belt.
Pretty good dadding.
We reward it. I think as a parent, I don't know. As a parent, that's probably that's all you want. It's just like, hey, they're all right.
Well, I do. That's what I said. I do have a feeling. I'm like, Isabella's like, I think she'll figure out life and she's a good kid.
Yeah.
That's really all you can hope for, yeah.
I was at the doctor's
office. She's not an asshole.
I was at the doctor's office today and this woman had, I think, like 4 or 5 kids with her, and they were bad and they were young and they were just tearing up the waiting room, and the lady from the front desk came over and was like, hey, you gotta clean some of this up, this is crazy, because you walked over, it was like it was like smashed mints, you know, the like, yeah, red and white ones, they're smashed and they're just screaming.
And damn, what kind of, just like a GP?
Mom's just watching fucking Friends on the TV. ENT.
So funny.
ENT, you're going to see him.
Okay, yeah.
So I was just in that waiting room like, damn, this lady's hooked in to this Joey storyline. She was like watching her kids like, and the lady was like, hey, you got to help clean up. And then the lady came over with a dust buster, and I was like, damn, that sucks. She was in Scrubs. I don't know if she was a nurse or whatever, but you're like.
Yeah, David Schwimmer, by the way, came out on Shark Tank. Gwyneth Paltrow was the shark. I just put this on for 10 minutes today while I had breakfast. Gwyneth Paltrow was a shark, and this guy comes out. It's the worst pitch I've ever seen on Shark Tank for what it is. He's got his whole thing set up, and his wife comes down from the ceiling on like those scarves, like a scarf dance, and he goes, those scarves that require a lot, you know? And I'm like, oh, he's selling like this scarf thing for that. He just has her do a bunch of flippy flops and then give him a kiss and leave. It was just for pizzazz on his popcorn flour pancake thing.
Jesus.
And the guy's an intolerable douche, the guy pitching. I don't like him or his dumb wife. Oh, because he goes.
Did she flip away?
Buddy. He goes, all right, you want? She goes, all right, I'm going to let you do your thing. He goes, want me to walk you out? Chris, you might be able to find it. Yeah.
She goes, I'll glide.
You're going to think I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
He goes, you want to walk you out? And she goes, that'd be great. And she cartwheels like onto him where they're 69ing.
Yeah.
And then
they got to make the noise while they're doing it.
Buddy, he drops backwards and then he flips like flip thing out.
Did they do that?
So stupid.
Hop, hop, hop.
They should have. Hip.
Yep.
Hop. So then his wife scurries off after he flips her out of the room. And then he comes back over to talk about his pancake flour thing.
He came back after that.
He just took her to the edge of the door.
No, you.
I said they should have left.
You stay gone.
Yeah. Nope. That was it. So scarf dancing, all of this. Then she leaves, and he goes, "Okay,
popcorn
flour pancakes and waffles." And they're like, "Okay." And he goes, "It's I don't know if it's even better for you. Whatever it was, you can get more of it for less money. Whatever the thing was." He goes, and now everybody, David Schwimmer's here. David Schwimmer comes out with a tray of popcorn flour waffles.
Who is this guy?
I'm going to tell you. He goes, I'm like, why don't I like this guy at all or his wife? Schwimmer comes out and he goes, oh, can I say hi to Gwyneth? And he goes over, Gwyneth Paltrow's like, we did a movie together in the 90s. They're hugging, catching up. He gives Mark Cuban and everybody, he serves them all like waffles. And he goes, you guys are probably wondering why I'm here. Well, my art collective, theater group that I run had really hard times and whatever. And him and his wife were both part of the theater, theater group that he taught.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having rough times. So he just goes out there and says, they're still having rough times and everything, but they thought of this during the pandemic. And, so he's like, I told him that you should submit to Shark Tank. And if you get picked for Shark Tank, that I'll come out and like do a little something for you. And he goes, but I'm gonna let you guys get back to it now. He goes, okay, all right, bye. And they're like, bye, David Schwimmer. And then they just go around the room and they all go, no, 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 no. Just five no's, just shoot down. And he goes, it was nice to meet you, though.
Yeah.
And then he just leaves and go, They never even described what the product was, barely.
That's great.
Everything was like a show around. He goes, also pancakes.
Also, it's pancakes made of popcorn. And
he goes, now I'm going to do some flips and throw a glitter bomb at you.
We actually found out it's four times the cholesterol of a regular pancake. But I'm going to get out of here. Honey, if you could.
I think even Mr. Wonderful was like, I think this is the best pancake I've ever had in my life, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, there's no...
Oh, I know they asked him too. They go, how you doing on social media? He goes, I don't do social media. And that's when they were all like, goodbye, goodbye, yeah. Goodbye, goodbye.
Word of mouth. Got a sign. Yeah. Got a sign by the airport.
I was kind of hoping Schwimmer was just going to handle most of the heavy lifting on this.
I thought Ross was going to do more work than he did.
But you thought from Schwimmer coming out, somebody would offer him like a bullshit deal, even they were just kind of like, they're like, wow, that was fun. None of us are interested, by the way. If you could just get out of here, that would be great.
You know what? You can follow David right out on out there. You want to take your scarves that are bolted into the ceiling?
You got it flipping away, Christine?
No, I can't find that foot.
You bitch.
While she looks for that, congratulations to your Eagles on the number one seed
number
in the
one
NFC.
Seed. Number one, yeah, Black Lou hates it.
Number two seed, San Francisco 49ers, after winning 10 straight to close out the year.
Is that really?
Yeah.
10 straight.
Kyle Shanahan might, probably, definitely should get coach of the year.
Yeah, because he had a lot of adversity, too.
Eagles
didn't have a ton of adversity, really.
Yeah.
They do.
McDaniel got to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yesterday, right? They made it yesterday. It now they got to go play a repeat game of yesterday.
No, they played the Jets yesterday, and they won the most intense 9-6 game. If you would have told me this 3 years ago, I would have been like, I would have switched that game off. If they're like, hey, Miami and the New York Jets are 6-6 deep into the fourth, I'd be like, yeah, cool. I'll see it on SportsCenter. But with McDaniel, I was like, every play, I was like, come on. And so,
Won. You have a vested interest in it for sure.
Yeah, so it was cool.
I got to watch football on the plane coming back, which was cool.
How fun is that?
Rare, but it's awesome. Yeah. First hour and a half of the 1 o'clock games and then the full Sixers game full Eagles game.
That's always great. Sports on a plane, fucking rule. I think I'm going to go up to Buffalo for the Dolphins game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think we might do that. I got to go to.
Yes, Christine.
Oh, this is it?
Christine, you're back and I love you. Christine, you're back in the house again.
Let's go.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Great job.
Wow.
Wow.
Farm-to-table, clean-label pancake mixes. I source.
Wow.
They're like, okay. As he goes. It comes, popcorn flour, it's the wave of the future. David Schwimmer, everybody. He's like, hey.
Hey.
Because it has nothing to do with anything, and he still gets, like, no support. So,
huh?
It's like the acrobatics are going on. David Schwimmer's running around and still nothing.
Because none of it has anything to do. Schwimmer gives, the longest thing is Schwimmer giving his rundown of how the theater company is struggling and needs money.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the pancakes help the theater company at all. He just gives his own commercial.
He goes, I use the people from the theater company to push my bullshit popcorn pancakes. Don't you understand? It's a feeder system.
Yeah, when they got backstage, he goes, you fucked up.
Hey, Schwimmer.
Fucked up.
Let me talk to you. He goes, I blew all the friends' money. Don't you understand? Oxycontin's very addictive. I got into pet monkeys.
Yeah, it's so funny. Matthew Perry is the one who went down.
Dude, he went down. Where he fucked up was going after Keanu.
What do you mean?
Matthew Perry on a... He was like, put out a book and he did a bunch of interviews. And he was like, I guess in the book, he was talking about River Phoenix dying. And he's like, River Phoenix is dead, but guys like Keanu Reeves still walk the planet. And everyone was like, yo, Keanu rules. Everyone unanimously was like, Keanu Reeves is the fucking man.
Like, you fucking rule. Fuck you.
Yeah. He's like, I'm Chandler Bing. Suck my nuts.
Yeah. He went so haywire.
Do you remember that show that started the Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip?
Yeah. It came out as
30 Rock.
Yeah.
Came out right at the same time.
It's the same show, basically.
I mean, you're not going to fucking beat Tina Fey.
No, but I mean, it was like,
it was about
30 Rock.
Yeah. It was about the behind the scenes of a major sketch show. Yeah. It was about behind the scenes of SNL. But, you know, 30 Rock
is... How many shows do you have to write and fail of the backstage of a TV show?
I don't know. 30 Rock's
pretty... Mulaney's thing was like that, too?
Yeah, but 30 Rock's pretty perfect. I think that's like the...
No, I'm saying, and then they try to... When there's a formula like that, then every show's like, we should do a show about a show.
Next time Steve Burns on, we should ask him what it's like, because he did a bar show, and it's like, yeah, you can follow Cheers. Like, they did it. They did the best show.
The Larry that's... Sanders
show. That's when they're
phenomenal.
Like, Scott!
Yeah.
He goes, no, well, they had Norm. We had Scott.
Yeah, it's
that
different.
Is different. Yeah, we also had we have Curtis, the FedEx guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you know they do shows about the same topic all the time.
Curtis Cleaver, he's the FedEx guy who sits next to Scott all the time. They're friends.
Who knows everything? I've never watched.
There's a therapist.
So great. So great.
Cheers.
You'll love the Larry Sanders Show.
No, Larry Sanders Show. I've never watched it.
I never watched it either. But I heard it was great. Should we watch it? I mean, anytime I say this, should we go back and watch it? There's so many things.
Well, here's
why I say feast or famine.
Here's why I say we
on
should.
TV stuff.
HBO is gutting their streaming service. Discovery came in and they're like taking shows off all the time now.
Oh, yeah.
So we might be on a limited watch. Mm-hmm. Like, we might.
Well, I just started The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, girl.
You watch that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love it.
I didn't realize it was going to be so dark and crazy. I just thought it was a period piece about when women had to dress like that.
Dude, I love you. I didn't realize it was about butter churning and not forced birth.
Didn't realize it was a modern day.
Yeah.
Oh, great. It's Aunt Lydia. She's awesome, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like the Gestapo lady, right?
That runs all the handmaids, yeah.
Yeah, it was, but I watched the first few episodes and I'm like, oh, this is good and like dark and dramatic as shit. I was like, I thought this was going to just be like, Mr. So-and-so, I brought you porridge.
You thought it was Downton Abbey?
Yes. I thought it was Downton Abbey with outfits.
Yeah.
Just little outfits. But no, they just get fucked by guys while their wives watch. It's crazy. Christine says the one episode ended with a clit getting cut off, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they cut a girl's clit off.
There was a spoiler. I mean, it's so many seasons in. This is like episode 3 we watched. There was girls that were getting in trouble for being lesbians. And they just bag them and throw them in like the back of a truck. And they take one to one location. And they just make the other one watch. It's so quick. They just take her out of the van and they put a rope around her neck. And then just lift her on like a crane. Like, and you see her just go up in the air. And then they just drive off and take the other girl to get her clit cut off, I think.
Damn.
Wild show.
It's a crazy show.
Yeah,
they don't like say that they cut her clit off, but she wakes up and she has like a patch over her vagina.
Yeah, yeah.
And the woman comes out and she goes, "Things will be much easier for you now. You won't have to worry about you. You won't want that anymore."
I keep telling Christine, if I cut her clit off, things will be much easier for her, but she won't listen.
You go, you know what? Finally, put into words what I've been feeling.
I would kill myself. What a, like, I mean, Jesus Christ.
There's a guy on, my buddy Stephen Kunkin on Billions plays someone on Handmaid's Tales, but I've never watched it.
He plays Warren Putnam.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. He's great, but he'd always be like, when we were filming Billions, he'd always be like, I have to go film Handmaid's Tale. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I should check that out.
He's like, I have to go rape a modern slave. No, for TV.
No, it's just not for kicks.
It's for TV, though.
Crazy shit happens with him.
I watched it a little bit, and I got really depressed. And, like, is the whole thing super sad and fucking horrible like that? Or is there any
happy
moments?
I'm 3 episodes, and that's a question for him. Why, you want happy? I like shows that are dark, though.
I need some light at the end of the tunnel.
Do you?
Yeah, it feels like jail. It's stressful.
I guess for the guy who loves Grease, you like a Hollywood ending. Well, yeah! You think The Handmaid's Tale and Walter Putnam are going to fucking take off in a 57 Chevy into the sky?
I have a growing suspicion that Lou would love Bollywood.
Oh, dude.
I think like Lou would love if they're just like dancing in the street and then they just took off, like, you know?
Yeah. We go together like handmaids and their masters together forever.
Lou, can we try getting you into Bollywood? A lot of sing songs, a lot of singing.
Cut off your clit like boogie 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 shwop shwop. Yeah.
It's the bonfire. Happy New Year. We know it's late. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that the bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.